What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Massive W for the MGTOW Party of Florida and Help Get Me on the Ballot by Signing My Petition Form. So, as you guys should know by now, I'm super busy. This is why I haven't been uploading a lot on MGTOW TV. I'm super busy. And believe it or not, I'm actually gonna be getting the YouTube cloner back working on MGTOW TV thanks to a generous donator on MGTOW TV. He claimed he wanted to be anonymous, but thanks to him, I'm able to spend time on the computer at night and work on getting the YouTube cloner back working. Preliminary results are good, so we might get the YouTube cloner working as early as the next day or two, God willing. But other than that, guys, I've been super busy with the campaign. What you hear behind me, guys, is that I'm actually on a Instacart order right now. I'm going to deliver alcohol. I know some of you Muslims are going to get smart and say, "Yo, Amr, isn't that haram?" First of all, the Prophet Muhammad said everything we do today is going to be based in haram. Secondly, my job is a delivery dude, you know. So if I sell alcohol, like if I sell alcohol in my food truck or in my restaurants, yeah, that's haram. But when your job is a freaking delivery boy from point A to point B, yeah, it's probably haram. But at this point, guys, the way things are, do the least haram. Anyways, we have about 20 minutes before I make this delivery, so let's get right into this video. So as you guys know by now, I have the MGTOW Party of Florida. Yes, we do have a legit party in the state of Florida. Just go online, Google MGTOW Party Florida. It will come up. Oh, Jesus. Somebody's calling me. Give me a second. Damn it, it's going to be like that all day. Yeah, I know Shane is gonna be like, "Hey man, want to put your phone on silent?" Well, if I do that, I won't have Google Maps if I do that, so can't put it on silent, especially when I'm working, you know. But give it a second or two, it's probably gonna go away. Three more. Yeah, there it is. It went away. So, getting right back to the point of this video, guys, is that MGTOW Party of Florida is real. I am running for Congress. I'm running in District 6 against Randy Fine. He's a Zionist piece of shit. That's why I'm running against him. Now, I could have ran against Brian Mast, who I personally think is a worse Zionist than Randy Fine. And I'm going to tell you why really quick. Brian Mast, he's a traitor. He's the guy who wore his IDF uniform in Congress. Brian Mast is a traitor, but because Brian Mast says Merry Christmas, the people in my district, they tend to vote for him over and over again because they're simple-minded like that. But Randy Fine, you know, say what you want about Randy Fine, guys, he keeps it 100. And Randy Fine made it very, very clear that he is a hardcore Zionist. He's Israel first. So a lot of people in District 6 are waking up to Zionism, and they're not going to be happy with Randy Fine. Heck, they're not even going to be happy with a person who's going to be like, "Well, you know, unlike Randy Fine, I'm not down with genocide." No, they're going to want somebody who's a total and complete opposite of Randy Fine, and that is gonna be me. Surprisingly or not, guys, I'm the Muslim version of Randy Fine, except I'm, you know, better looking, smarter, and healthier, you know. It's kind of like in the movie Batman, you know. Imagine if Batman was going up against a guy who snatches old lady purses and runs. Nobody's gonna be watching that shit, but Batman goes up against somebody like the Joker, who is equivalent to him, but he's on the evil side and Batman is on the good side. These are the best movies, guys. The best movies is when you have two people who are equally matched, but one's evil, one's good. So I am Randy Fine, but I get my morals from God. He gets his morals from Satan because he is an Ashkenazi, while I'm Israelite. And even though I got a little bit of Ashkenazi in me, that allows me to understand how evil and wicked people like Randy Fine really are. Anyways, so the good news, guys, is that what's his name, Ron DeSantis, because Florida might have some redistricting. For those of you guys who don't know, redistricting is when the state government redistricts its congressional districts. That way, you know, if they want more Republicans, if they want more Democrats, they simply redistrict a district and they get more of what they want in power by making sure that all the Democrats are going to be in one district, all the Republicans are going to be in another district, you know, shit like that. Since Florida is doing redistricting now, and the congressional qualification period is going to be April 20th, that's too soon for us to go out and get petitions. So what Ron DeSantis did, he did three very good things. Number one, the qualification period is not going to be April 20th. It's going to be June 8th. So that's that extra month and a half, guys, will allow me to get the petitions, or it will allow me to raise the $11,000 to pay to be on the ballot, okay? The second thing is we only need 2,600 signatures, okay, guys? And thirdly, those signatures can be from any registered Floridian, regardless of party. So you don't even have to be in my district. You don't have to be in District 6 to sign my petition form. And here's my petition form. Let me stop in the traffic light. I'll show you my petition form. That way you guys see how it is, okay? So this is my petition form right here, guys. This is my petition form. I already have it filled out. I'm Mitwali MGTOW. I'm running for a House of Representative as a MGTOW. All you guys have to do, all you registered Floridians out there, all you have to do is simply sign in your information. Now this form, guys, I have it on my website, AmarMitwali.com, which is my congressional website. Now AmarMitwali.com is currently a work in progress, and the reason why it's a work in progress is because, unlike other candidates, I'm actually doing high IQ shit by knowing what's going on. And you know, a lot of these congressional candidates, you know, they just copy and paste, or they use fucking AI to write their policies and shit like that. I, on the other hand, I'm actually using my motherfucking brain and learning what's going on in this country. Did you guys know that America has a shit ton of non-urban land available? This whole notion that, oh, we're running out of land, we're gonna kill the animals, it's all bullshit. Secondly, did you guys know that fossil fuels are not made from fucking dinosaur fossils? It's actually naturally made within the earth, kind of like how your body produces your body produces blood naturally, right? Well, guess what? Earth naturally produces oil. So this notion of peak oil, we're running out of dinosaur bones to make the oil, it's all fucking bullshit. So that's why AmarMitwali.com is still under construction. But you can see my policies on it, you know. So you guys can go to AmarMitwali.com and see what's up with it, you know. But it's not 100% done yet. So anyway, so what I need from you guys out there, if you are registered if you are a Floridian registered voter, or if you can register to be a voter, sign my petition, okay, guys? Sign my petition, mail it back to me, I'm gonna get a postal address specifically for my armor for Mitwali Congress. I'm gonna get a suite simply for that, and that's where you guys can send these forms back. All I need is, I actually need about close to 2,600 of them. So let your friends sign, anybody you can, to get me on the ballot, guys. Every signature counts. And you guys need to understand, dudes, like, I'm not a big fan of begging for money, guys. I really don't like begging for money unless I absolutely must do it. And the thing you guys need to understand about the political process here in America is that begging for money, you're literally buying votes. That's what you do when you beg for money. You're literally buying votes. I don't want to buy votes. I want people to vote for me because I'm the best congressman they'll ever have, you know, not because I raised, you know, X amount of money. You know, that's, you know, a lot of these congressional candidates, man, they'll tell you, oh yeah, bro, I raised 5 million, I raised 10 million. Bull fucking shit. Fucking AOC raises more money than any other congressional candidate, and look how fine she is. I mean, physically she's fine. I know some of you guys are gonna say, yo, Amar, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, you know, she was fine when she was, like, I don't know, a little bit younger. But anyways, that's not the point of this video. We're not talking about how hot or not fucking AOC is. But the point is, AOC and a lot of congressional candidates like her who raise a lot of money, how good are they? In fact, I'd venture to say the more money you raise, the worse you really are. So with me, guys, I really don't care about the donations. I'm not going to be the type of person who's going to be begging for donations. That's just not who I am. If I can get on the ballot by collecting the 2,600 petition signatures, that would be the best. Short of that, guys, I'll have to pay close to like 11K, and that's why I am speed tracking my CDL. Because worst case scenario, guys, if I have to pay 11K to be on the ballot, I'll pay for it out of my own pocket. This is why I'm getting my CDL, believe it or not. You know, if you work as a truck driver, you make about 4K a month. So if I get my CDL by February, I'd be working in March, April, May, that's 3 months, and I'll be able to get, God willing, the 10K. But again, I would much rather have 2,600 petitions signed. And the reason behind it is not to save on 11K, but the reason behind it is that more people would know about me. As you guys know, my defunct food truck, I'm gonna actually drive it up and down District 6 with banner ads all over it. If any of you guys out there in the state of Florida, if you guys have, like, I don't know, 15, 20 people who are willing to learn about me and shit like that and sign the petition form, honestly, guys, I can drive anywhere in the state of Florida. So, like, if you guys have a group of young men, and by the way, guys, it's going to be the young men who are going to go MGTOW. They're already going NICTOW. They just don't know it yet. I'll be making a video about that later on. So if any of you guys out there are part of a group of young men, I'm not going to go after women, dudes, because the whole point is to repel the 19th. And then at the end of the day, guys, the young men, like Gen, like TFM said, they're the ones who are going to fight the war, not the women. And the young men are the ones who are going to take away women's rights, by the way. You know, I'm just spearheading the whole damn thing, because as a Muslim and a Talmid Chacham, a student of the wise who knows religion, I know what's going on. You know, I know the future. You know, it's right there in front of us. But Muslims tend to look the other way because deep down they hate Allah and Muhammad, even though they're a virtual signal all day, every day, and twice on Friday. But that's not the point of this video. So I'm not going to pander to women. Again, I'm all about taking away women's rights. And taking away women's rights is a woman's right to vote. They can't be in position of power. I mean, yeah, they can own land. They can make their own money. You know, heck, they might be even allowed to work. But under no circumstance are they going to be in any position of leadership. And men can exclude women from the workplace. You know, Black Pigeon Speaks made a great video a couple hours ago today saying the reason, well, he didn't say why, but he said innovation has greatly went down in the past 10 to 15 years, like creativity went down in the past 10 to 15 years. Yeah, of course, creativity went down in the past 10 to 15 years as we get more deranged feminist women into education, into the workplace. Men have to walk on eggshells, and instead of, like, you know, doing innovative shit, they have to worry whether the bitch is gonna fucking me too them or not, you know. So in my world, guys, men can discriminate against having women in the workplace. Now, if a bitch wants to go out, create her own cafe and run it herself, okay, more power to you, I guess. But yeah, we as men, yeah, we're done with women. Y'all ain't got no political rights. You all ain't gonna be in a position of power. Fuck that shit, dudes, you know. So that's what my platform is all about. And you guys have to understand, like, District 6 has a pretty low voter turnout. Like, the last election they had, only 30% of people turned out. And that's because they either have Zionist or controlled opposition, you know. Young men don't even bother to vote because, again, like TFM said, you all can't vote your way out of it, you know. But with me, it's actually different because I'm not a Zionist and I am definitely, definitely not controlled opposition. And again, guys, my saving grace really would be me driving my defunct food truck up and down Daytona, St. Augustine, Flagler Beach with 12 by 5 banner ads on the side. So that's really gonna be doing me some good, guys. But yeah, guys, at the end of the day, dudes, like I said, if you can sign my petition form that I just held up a couple of minutes ago, it's literally gonna take you less than a minute to sign it. And again, you have to be a Florida registered voter, okay, guys? You can't sign it if you're not a registered Florida voter. So you have to be a resident of Florida. You have to be registered to vote. If you are a Floridian resident, you're over 18, and you haven't yet registered to vote, simply type in, you know, simply Google how to register to vote in Florida, and you'll be able to register to vote under 2 minutes. And again, you guys can actually join the MGTOW party of Florida, believe it or not. So if you guys hit the Republicans, you hit the Democrats, you can actually join the MGTOW party of Florida. So yeah, guys, I'm gonna be focusing on this campaign. Like I said, I'm gonna be getting my CDL, God willing, sometimes in February. And I'm gonna spend 3 months driving, because at the end of the day, guys, if I don't have the 2,600 signed petitions, I'm gonna have to pay like $11K to be on the ballot. So for the next 3 to 4 months, let's see, February, March, April, May. So literally, guys, for the next 4 months, dudes, I'm gonna be focusing on the campaign, driving truck. Like, my entire life goal right now is to get on the ballot box. And then, again, the two ways I can get on the ballot box is 2,600 signed petition forms or pay close to $11,000 by June 8th of this year. So yeah, guys, MGTOW Party of Florida is real. We have a real candidate. We are running. And here's the thing you guys need to understand, dudes. Like, for real, I'm probably the best goddamn candidate they have in District 6. I mean, District 6 has Israel First, Randy Fine. Then they have Aaron Baker, who is a sleazeball. By the way, guys, Aaron Baker literally shot his campaign in the foot by endorsing James Fishback, who is controlled Zionist opposition. You all can do your own research. James Fishback is best friends with Barry Wise. If you don't know who Barry Wise is, TFM talks about her all the time. She's a hardcore Zionist. She literally runs the media here in America. She's working for Larry Ellison, and Larry Ellison is a hardcore Zionist. And of course, James Fishback is BFFs with her. This is why James Fishback was able to get on Tucker. This is why fucking Nick Fuentes, by the way, Nick Fuentes is a Fed, I'm 100% sure of that now. Nick Fuentes is like giving him shout outs. James Fishback is running for governor here in Florida, the first ever Groyper governor. By the way, guys, fucking MAGA and Groypers need to fucking go MGTOW, dudes. Like, for real, you know? But anyway, guys, I digress. So, yeah, dudes, it's real. God willing, we're gonna make it happen. And again, I cannot stress this motherfucking enough, dudes. MGTOW party is real. We have viable candidates. This isn't like fucking... This isn't like me trying to fucking... I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm Jewish, guys. I don't know anything about sports. This isn't like me trying out for the NFL or something like that, where I literally have no snowball chance of hell of making it, okay, guys? So, yeah, when it comes to politics, yeah, in District 6... I'm pretty damn good compared to what they have going on out there. And just see how horrible the Republicans and the Democrats... Dudes, like, we MGTOWs are probably the sanest people in the freaking damn country. You know, for real, for real. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Don't forget, AmarMetwali.com. I'm going to put it in the comment section. I'm going to put this petition form out. It's 8.5 by 11. You guys can print out that petition form. Fill out everything. It's gonna take you less than a minute, and I'm gonna have a suite where you guys can mail me all that stuff, and I'll send them over to the supervisor of election to make sure it's valid. And again, if we get like 2,600 of them, I'm on the ballot. I don't have to pay $11,000 filing fee, and you know, 2,600 people will know about me. And like I said, dudes, like, if you are in Florida and you have a group of young men who can, you know, vote, and they want to know more about me, I will travel anywhere in the Florida to meet you and pick up signed petition forms. All right, dudes, I'll see you later. Peace.